Further, what we are now able to see is that Alice Miller's For Your Own Good, Hidden Cruelty in Child Rearing and the Roots of Violence is the companion piece to Martin Bernal's Black Athena, The Afro-Asiatic Roots of Classical Civilization, Volume 1, The Fabrication of Ancient Greece, 1785 to 1985. That a conscious and horribly systematic and efficient effort was thought up and implemented to institutionalize the quest to realize Plato's vision, the Republic, by installing it in the minds of the children of privilege. So while we, most of us, not seeing this and certainly not discussing it, have acted as if going up against organized global power was something we could make up as we went, play it by ear, they systematically smash us. I posted a couple excerpts from earlier shows, one of which says that to this day, power uses Hegel as, and this is a quote from Karl Popper, as fertilizer for totalitarianism's rapid growth, unquote. So the sucker children of privilege can be conned into believing they're fulfilling some grand historic mission, because we all want to believe that we are doing something grand and important with our lives. I mean, power is all about conning the next generation. How else can they realize that vision of theirs? And this is the obsession of power of every nation, to quote unquote institutionalize themselves, dig themselves in so deep we can't get them undug. We can't scrape them out. That's an ugly image, isn't it? You're going to have to bear with me in a lot more respects than just the time it takes for me to get these files posted. I think I've lost my poetry. Is that the last thing to go? Or no, it can't be the last thing to go. I don't know which at what point it fits in this process. Anyway, where are we? So the suckered, we already, and what I imagined, so this is the obsession of power of every nation. And I imagined that Henry Kissinger found it very inspiring to discover that Chinese fable, which I also shared again in several places, because I think it's illustrative. It's definitely a real good summary. It captures well the key strategy of power for reproducing itself. That is to say, by institutionalizing them, by reproducing themselves, I mean continuing their vision, which continuously ensures there is a need for them. And that if you transmit a vision to the children, they continue to work on it, which is why it's imperative that we start having our own vision. I described in that excerpt an ancient Chinese fable as entirely a fable of class, meaning that freedom doesn't require seeding or bending children to the task of realizing or weeding out the disobedient. Freedom simply is when free of suppression, which does mean we must push that boulder called power off of us so we can grow straight again.